Fuel for Fire by Julianne Walker. Narrated by Emily Beresford. Courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. John Wayne. Prologue. London, England. Christ, in a cardigan sweater. If Ace ever tries to talk me into binge-watching Ray Donovan until 0300 in the morning again, remind me to tell him to go take a flying leap, will you? As far as Chelsea could figure, Dagan Zollner, or Z as she liked to call him, was talking to no one in particular. This was confirmed when he didn't wait for an answer, simply stomped across the living room of their rented fourth floor flat toward the kitchen. Even barefoot, grumpy, and wearing a rumpled t-shirt, he was still a spectacular superhuman creature. And he had a voice like fine southern moonshine, all smooth and distilled. Hearing it warmed her insides 10 degrees. "So what else is new?" she thought sourly, taking a bite of her morning bagel and adjusting her glasses to get a better look at his phenomenal denim-clad ass. Oh, my! Before he disappeared through the kitchen doorway. Dagan had been screwing with her internal temperature for, well, sometimes it felt like forever. Back when they were both working for the CIA, it hadn't been so bad. She'd been a counterterrorism analyst, which kept her chained to her desk. He'd been a field agent, which meant he had been away in parts unknown far more than he had ever prowled the halls of Langley with that loose, long-legged stride of his.